The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the IBAL report. IBAL is the Irish Business Against Litter, and they produce this annual report every year. And I know people accuse the media of focusing on the negative, so I think we should acknowledge the positive, because in large swathes of this country, everything going in the right direction from a litter point of view. Places are getting cleaner. People are picking up after themselves. Apparently the DRS system, you know, a system that I have been critical of, continue to be critical of. They're always bloody out of order. Anyway, I'll park that for the moment. The DRS system is having an impact. Fewer and fewer plastic bottles in our ditches and streams and roadsides and everywhere else. The exception, though, to the rule, Dublin City Centre. Henry McKean has been looking into this. Henry, why is the centre of the capital not making progress? And actually, Kieran, going in reverse.
Kieran, it's really interesting. And you're right. Let's try and be positive. The weather out there is hitting 25 degrees. People are listening in their back gardens.
Mugs. We're mugs in here.
It's definitely muggy out there and close. Let's be positive. Nace, for example, that's number one, which is great. And the number one city is Waterford, being clean. But you're right. Let's talk about litter. Ballymun is still at the end there, number 37. Dublin North Inner City, number 38. Dublin City Centre at 39. And Galway Inner City is at 40. But why is Dublin City Centre so dirty? Who is to blame? What's the reason? Like today, for example, I visited Dorset Street, the North Inner City Centre, including the South Side. Remember, the South Side can also be quite dirty. And I got to meet a Dublin City Centre street operative. So basically, a lad who gets out there with maybe one of these street cleaners or with an actual brush and cleans our streets. And he is doing his very, very best. The whole team from DCC is doing their best. And they're having to even clean up human excrement regularly.
You have a lot of homeless as well, and they're just trying to survive on the streets. But not only that, then you have tourists coming in. And then, it all depends on what staff we have in at the moment, to cover the streets and cover the area. But it's also, tourists, it's the overflow. The shops are doing more business, the bins are getting full quicker, and you can only get to them when you get to them.
And it's peak season at the moment. We're surrounded by sweepers here in your depot. Yeah. You're out there every 15 minutes doing some of the major thoroughfares in the capital, north and south. Does it frustrate you when you go back 15 minutes later, the dirt's back?
Well, it's all part of the job. But see, there's other things on top of that. There's a thing called CRMs, customer-related messages. They also come in. They get forwarded down to the guys down the streets, human excrement taken out doorways. And then you have businesses then complaining about rubbish outside that building. They're from seagulls and stuff like that. And
so it's the humans and the seagulls. Why are people leaving human excrement around the place?
It's because they're homeless. They've nowhere else to go. Do you know what I mean? They've nowhere else to use.
And you and your team have to clean it up?
All the time, yeah. You get into your suit and you take out the power hose and you go with it, and that's it. You blast it away. But it's everything. It's the key. It's keeping the streets clean. It's keeping the shores clean. It's basically keeping the city moving. Do you know what I mean?
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, Henry, we tried our best to start on a positive note, talking about the clean parts of the country. And the first little clip we hear from you is about how much human excrement that poor man has to clean up on a daily basis.
I know. I mean,
that's the reality, though, isn't it?
It is.
And it's probably worse on a real hot day. How hot is it out there, did you say?
It's getting to 25 degrees. And sometimes people that can't find an actual loo might have issues with their bowels anyway. So, yeah, it can be really messy. So they've got to use these high-powered jets to clean the place up. And it's back to us, human activity, as citizens. And I know we're trying with these bottles and cans, almost 30% fewer cans and 20% fewer plastic bottles littering streets, according to IBAL. And, my son now gets his pocket money by finding bottles and cans, which I think is great. 15 cents and they all add up. God, does that sound mean?
No, you used to give him pocket money separately.
No, I didn't.
And now you've just stopped giving
him pocket
money. And make him pick up rubbish.
But no, I think it's, I think it's a great way to keep the place clean. And we all have to try a little bit harder to try and keep the place clean. And I did get to speak to lots of people, and also I want to blame seagulls as well. I know they're not human. Seagulls are to blame too, because they're getting those rubbish bags, they're tearing them apart. Here are people from Cork and business and tourist leaders. I ask, is Dublin dirty?
I do unfortunately think it is a bit dirty. I'm from Cork and it seems to be cleaner down there, but I understand there's a bigger population here. I did live a few years ago in Dublin. It seemed to be dirtier then. I think they've
made... You think it's cleaner?
I think they've improved it, but they, you know, it's very difficult because they have so many people here, you know. I think that's part of the reason.
You're a business owner. What do you think? Do you think Dublin could be cleaner?
I think it could, but I think it's representative of all cities in Ireland, with the exception of Galway.
Galway is clean?
Yep, I think so. Limerick is not, Cork isn't great, Dublin isn't great, but Galway seems to be. Whatever they're doing there is right.
You're in the tourism sector. Can we blame the tourists for the dirt and the filth on our streets? Is that fair?
Ah, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't think so. I think it's more localised city council and policies. You know, just people on the streets. You know, we were in Prague at Christmas and there's a fine if you litter on the streets. You know, you're taken into the local police station and you're fined for something like that. So probably until correct policies are brought into council areas, it won't be amended.
I think it's mixed. I think that, you know, there is trash and people are responsible enough for actually putting it into a bag, sealing it. However, what happens is, what I notice is that there's a lot of seagulls who pull apart that litter and it's then strewn everywhere, so it makes it look like a very dirty city. So I don't know whether the frequency of collection needs to be increased or not, but I think on the face of it, it does look very dirty, but it's only in certain areas.
All right. Okay, so an argument there that that's not the entire city centre, just parts of it, which is probably true.
Yeah.
What about the newly elected councillors? Have any of them a grow to tackle this?
This is it. I mean, we don't have a directly elected mayor like Limerick, and it's, at the end of the day, it is up to the actual civil servants to make a difference. But again, it's us. We need to try a little bit... harder. And I have to say, personally, I remember going to Ballymun a few years ago doing something on this eyeball survey, and the amount of fridge freezers just dumped all over the place. It was quite messy. Things are better. I don't think the capital is as dirty as I remember it. But yet, Manix Flynn, independent city councillor at Dublin South East and the inner city area of Dublin, recently re-elected. He's already served 15 years. He's about to do another 5. And I asked him, who is to blame? Is Dublin a dirty old town?
This is citizens who are doing this. People litter, people dump. Dublin City Council do everything in its power. And I know that Richard Shakespeare is employing 120 more individuals who will actually serve at the waste management level, particularly at the street level. I mean, people dump stuff. There's a lot of people out there now who are simply dumping rubbish left, right and centre. You can't clear everything. I work with the men and the women in waste management. And they can walk down a street that they've actually swept immaculately. Mm-hmm. And then they can go back an hour later and people have kicked rubbish all over the place, particularly at night time and evening time. You also have the issues with the seagulls. But the seagulls aren't really the problem. The problem is that we need to actually up our divvy when it comes to waste management. You want to save the planet, you want to be, you know, in tune with climate action. Well, waste is part of that climate action. There's a certain cohort of individuals who are hell-bent on disposing of their rubbish in an unlawful manner and dumping it onto the streets. Okay, they have to be dealt with by way of fine, penalty and before the courts. The vast amount of people, however, are actually quite responsible and deal with the litter in a proper way. If you had 10,000 members of Dublin City Council on the streets of Dublin, you still have to combat the fact that there are people, both north and south, east and west of the River Liffey, who will continue to litter the streets and dump them. For instance, you'll see events taking place over the weekend, Gay Pride, you'll also see events with Taylor Swift. That'll generate huge amount of rubbish on our streets, where people with their, you know, pizza boxes, etc., will dump them on the street. Angel Street, Candle Street, after the weekend, can be absolutely filthy. I mean, I'm on north, south and east, west of the city, as I say. But the issue here is that Dublin City Council step up to the mark, they're doing the mark, but the citizens need to do their job as well and take the rubbish home with them and dispose of it in a proper manner. There's a levy on chewing gum, for instance, where chewing gum is stuck to the ground, and Dublin City Council have an extra few bob to deal with that situation. With the returnables and the plastic returnables and the deposits, that money should go directly to the City Council for waste management so we can employ more and more and more staff. But the message has to get out there to people. Please do not throw your rubbish on the streets. Dispose of it in a proper, sustainable, you know, reasonable and responsible manner.
Independent City Councillor Manix Flynn, I'll tell you two stories, Henry.
Do.
One related to what Manix just said, which is that a friend of mine used to live in the city centre, and her neighbours would regularly open the door and fire all their dinner leftovers out into the street, just in the middle of the street.
Why?
Because the seagulls would just come straight down and take it. Within a few seconds, it'd be gone. Everything would be gone.
Yeah, they nearly got a sausage off my barbecue yesterday.
There
just
you go.
Them.
Yep. There you go. Probably one of those bespoke butcher sausages. What they call them? Artisan butchers.
Oh, it was just a random sausage.
The other story is an awful one, and it relates more to that human excrement story you told at the start. I hope it's not too early in the evening to tell the story. There'll be kids home from school. They love it. Kids love stories like this. Poo. So I used to drive a van, and there was warehouses in Dublin city centre and the Liberties where Teelings, where all the student apartments are now. And I remember going down to it once, and we had shutters down in front of it and a padlock on the bottom, and somebody had deposited their
number two.
Yeah, the inner workings of their bowel all over this padlock. And I had to go to a centre around the corner and buy, like a Ballygown or a River Rock with the squirty top.
Yes.
And use it like a power hose.
Like
so I had to
homemade.
Use all my strength to kind of squeeze it as quickly as I could, pointing at it, so it squirted away.
So that way you
and
could
clear away the...
You could get into the business.
So I could get in, yeah.
That would happen to so many business owners around the country.
But sorry, that's awful. That was about 15 years ago and I'm still talking about it. Mm. That poor fella at the start is talking about, has dealing with that every day.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's so antisocial. It's unhygienic, and it's wrong. And all of us need to try a little bit harder to try and clean up this city. I don't know what to say, Kieran. You know, you're still a bit traumatized by that, and so many people would be.
I think it's going to be my intergenerational trauma.
It could be, and the kids okay
with
it?
We all have to have one.
We do.
I think this is my understanding of these things these days.
We pass it down. We do.
What about locals in Dublin?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk to the locals. I mean, residents who live in the capital and the city centre. Here are locals giving their view.
I think definitely some areas in Dublin can be quite dirty, but I think there are areas that aren't as bad as others.
So which areas are clean, which areas are dirty?
For instance, right here where we are right now, I think this is okay. I think this is clean, but there's definitely some areas where it don't get as cleaned as others.
I think it's very dirty.
And why do you think it's dirty?
Just a lot of rubbish everywhere.
And where do you see the rubbish?
On the streets, on the floors, on Henry Street.
Henry Street, you think it's quite dirty?
Yeah.
And is it people littering? Is it cigarette butts? What is it? Or
it's people leaving their bottles around on the floor, like Lucozade bottles.
Even though they can get 15 cents back or more?
Yeah, definitely. I'd get my 15 cent back.
What do you think of the capital? Do you think it's dirty or clean?
I'd say dirty as well. I don't think there's enough bins, so either. Like, the homeless people have nowhere to put their stuff either.
Like where we are standing at the moment, we've got cigarette butts on the ground, a bit of glass, bit of smashed glass, some sort of tomato ketchup holder. So a little bit of rubbish, nothing major.
No, here's not too bad, but when you go over to the north side, it's definitely, Henry Street is probably filthy, yeah.
One of our listeners, Henry, says, Kieran, on holidays in Galway, staying in Knocknacara, and it is spotless. Less than 10 minutes from the city centre, less than 5 minutes from Salt Hill, both of which need a good cleaning. Ed says, Dublin is a dirty, dangerous kip, plagued by littering and antisocial behaviour, but of course none of that matters as long as DCC continues to cut the city up with cycle lanes and unsightly barriers. I was in Antwerp, says somebody else, a few weeks ago on the Monday night. I noticed all restaurants and cafes putting out their rubbish at about 9 in the evening. When I was going back to my hotel after midnight, a fleet of bin trucks were going around collecting the rubbish, which means first thing in the morning, the streets are clean. And Deck says, with regard to the plastic bottles and cans, I'm constantly hearing spokespersons telling us of how many million items were recycled, but I don't think they are subtracting the number that were previously put into our green bins. So says Deck. Anyway, Deck, thank you. 087 1400 106 Henry McKean, thank you as well. Whenever these surveys come out, there are suggestions as to how those litter black spots, be it Dublin City Centre or anywhere else. Galway City Centre, I think, was pretty bad.
White Galway's poor.
In that survey as well, how to clean them up. Naming and shaming is often mentioned, that photographs of people who are littering would be plastered around the city.
Find them.
More severe fines, says Henry McKean. He's a law and order man, as we well know. 087 1400 106, if you have a suggestion as to how this might be dealt with. And like I said, let's look on the positive. Lots of parts of the country heading in the right direction. So maybe there's a local initiative that you think Galwegians or Dubliners should be using. Let us know. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.